The federal government has unveiled a $7.2 million funding package to help combat a diphtheria outbreak. The first suspected death from the disease in almost a decade in Australia was announced last week, with almost 230 cases now reported this year. The majority of the cases are in the Northern Territory, but the outbreak is also spreading across Western Australia, South Australia and Queensland. Steve Eddington is the Minister for Health and Aboriginal Affairs in the Northern Territory and joins me this morning. Minister, welcome to Breakfast.
Oh, good morning, and good morning to all the listeners.
How will this funding help the NT's response to the diphtheria outbreak?
Yeah, look, we welcome the funding, and I briefly communicated with Federal Minister Mark Butler yesterday. So the $7.2 million is what will happen is that $5.2 million of that will go to the National Critical Care and Trauma Response Centre that are based in Darwin. The value of that, of course, is that they have the ability to provide a surge workforce to administer booster vaccinations and treatments, but also to procure additional vaccines and antibiotics. The additional $2 million, that'll be used pretty much through the Aboriginal controlled corporations, but also through our Aboriginal Medical Services Alliance, which is AMSANT in the Northern Territory. And that will assist in communicating and getting messaging out right across our Aboriginal communities through the very vast area of the Northern Territory.
What are the experts telling you about whether we've seen the worst of this diphtheria outbreak, especially in the NT, or are they predicting that this still has a way to go?
Well, it does have a way to go. At the moment, as of yesterday, we've had 157 cases recorded. 46 of those are respiratory and 111 of those are the cutaneous strain of the diphtheria. So what we have seen is an increase since the 1st of January, and we will see more, but the messaging is getting out. So we are expecting the numbers to go up as the messaging goes out and more people present to our clinics to get their vaccination.
What are the current vaccination rates for diphtheria in the NT?
Look, I don't have the current vaccination rates in front of me, but the work going on at the moment is that, particularly in Alice Springs at the moment, we have a pop-up clinic in Alice Springs. We set up clinics in Katherine, Darwin and Palmerston. And what we do is we have Central Australian Aboriginal Congress at the moment that are doing a lot of work in the town camps in Alice Springs, getting out, talking to people in town camps. But that pop-up clinic is a walk-in, walk-out clinic. So we are increasing the vaccination rates at the moment.
Do you need better sharing of information? Why was the first fatality from diphtheria reported by the Central Australian Aboriginal Congress rather than Northern Territory Health?
Yeah, look, that report from Central Australian Aboriginal Congress, what I would say is that whilst that information was presented, what we don't have at the moment is the results of the autopsy of that particular patient. So, yes, it has been reported by Congress. We can't confirm that at the moment because we don't have the results of the autopsy. We should have them very soon and we will be able to confirm one way or another whether diphtheria was in fact the cause of death.
So could that still be weeks away?
I don't have the information about how long it will be, but we're expecting the results very soon and we should be able to provide more information on that. But at the moment, what we are doing is getting on the front foot, working right across the Aboriginal community controlled sector, NT Health, and we have a very strong partnership to ensure that we're not only communicating, but we're encouraging and supporting people to get to clinics so that they can get their vaccination.
Minister, when were you first informed about cases of diphtheria in the territory?
Well, the cases I've been informed over the last couple of months of cases popping up in various parts of the Northern Territory. So what we have had is NT Health on the front foot working with patients, particularly in the remote areas of the Northern Territory. We have health clinics in a number of communities and so does the Aboriginal community controlled sector as well. So what we have been doing is encouraging and working with people and checking those vaccination records with those patients over the last few months. But what we have seen is the numbers increasing, not only in the Northern Territory, but of course we've seen cases in Queensland, Western Australia, and now in South Australia as well.
Just finally, on a second issue regarding the death of Kumanjaya Little Baby, why has there been no consultation with Aboriginal community leaders or peak bodies, including the state's Children's Commissioner, regarding changes to child protection when Aboriginal children make up almost 90% of kids in care?
Yeah, well, the changes that have been presented to the child protection legislation, that has been referred to a scrutiny committee. So it won't be coming back into Parliament until the scrutiny committee, and that'll create an opportunity for all sectors to have input into the legislation. So what we've done is introduce the legislation. The scrutiny committee will now hold hearings to listen to all of the feedback from people right across the Northern Territory, and we welcome all of that input to ensure that any feedback we get is built into the legislation. So through that scrutiny committee, there will be extensive consultation and opportunities for people to participate.
The membership of the scrutiny committee, how many of the people on that committee are Indigenous?
The scrutiny committee is a parliamentary committee. So the parliamentary committee is made up of five members from the 25-seat parliament. So that scrutiny committee will be meeting, and submissions will be received from organisations that would like to participate in that scrutiny of that legislation.
So just so I'm understanding clearly, are none of the members of that scrutiny committee First Nations people?
I don't have that in front of me, but we certainly have First Nations people in the Parliament. I haven't got the membership of the scrutiny committee in front of me. But what I would say is that there will be opportunities for every organisation across the Northern Territory and individuals that would like to put a submission in. So that's out for consultation at the moment, and that scrutiny is very important for that piece of legislation moving forward.
Steve Edgington, thank you for joining me.
Thank you and good morning.
Steve Edgington is the Northern Territory Minister for Health and Aboriginal Affairs. Well, let's look further at this diphtheria outbreak and particularly the frontline response. Kin Holm is the CEO of the Kalamburu Aboriginal Corporation in WA's Northern Kimberley region and joins me now. Kim, welcome to you. Welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, and you almost got it right, Kalamburu.
Kalamburu. Thank you very much for that correction. At least one case of diphtheria has been detected in Kalamburu. How's the community been responding to that?
Quite positively. We have a fabulous clinic in Kalamburu that recognised what the issue was straight away. They isolated the patient along with a member of the household that was living with the patient, and it hasn't spread any further at this point.
What are the vaccination rates for diphtheria in your part of the world right now?
Oh, I don't know the answer to that. That is entirely up to the clinic, and I leave that business to them.
Are there any teams coming in to provide further vaccinations as this outbreak continues?
It's not required at this point. There's plenty of vaccines available for those who wish to be vaccinated within the community. There is that guideline, of course, if you haven't been vaccinated in the last 5 years, then you are welcome to go to the clinic and get a vaccine. And we certainly haven't got any problems with the quantity at this point.
How important is the issue of trust in these sorts of situations so that people are getting their vaccinations and following the health messaging?
I'm confident that our community are very comfortable going to our clinic and accepting the services that are available. We certainly, spread the word through a variety of different opportunities throughout the community, whether it be posters in the clinic, outside the clinic, through the school, and again in our corporation office.
What do you make of the $7 million support package unveiled by the federal government yesterday? Are you optimistic that it will make a difference?
I'm optimistic, yes.
Optimistic that it will make a difference?
I'm hopeful and optimistic, yes. Yeah, they're going to give it a try.
Mm. How does this fit into the wider health priorities in a community like yours?
I really don't have a response to that.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not speaking for any other community. I can only speak on behalf of Kalamburu, and like everything that's rolled out, we get our share.
I mean, for sorry, I haven't asked that question very well. I mean, how does diphtheria fit into the health challenges and priorities in your community at the moment?
Oh, it's what our community is actually very very special in the fact that we have all the normal things that happen in any other town or city, and the residents are very good at attending the clinic when and if they need to. And if someone's sort of like not presenting, then the clinic will actually go out to them.
Kin Holm, I really appreciate your time this morning from Kalumburu Aboriginal Corporation. Thank you very much.
Thank you.